Hey, brother. This is Steve Horseman with Good Guys to Great Men. Thank you for joining me again here for a beautiful Colorado sunset. This is going to be a fairly short video on a very complicated topic. How can I cover the topic of toxic masculinity in 4 to 5 minutes? It's because I don't believe that concept needs much more time. You can waste a lot of time trolling through the internet trying to find arguments to get into. The idea that you can label something toxic like masculinity any more than you can label femininity toxic, or even calling the millennial generation lazy or anything like that. Generalizing is not productive and it is not effective, because I focus on being productive and effective in my coaching with men. I don't waste time in arguments that have no end. So I encourage you not to get into arguments about toxic masculinity. What should you be talking about instead? You should be talking about the truth to the solution of this problem we have. The gender wars and all the other things going on between men and women is not trying to vilify the masses, not trying to shame the masses of people, men or women, but the solution is in strengthening the individual, finding an individual perspective, one person at a time, in order to become the kind of person you need to be productive and effective in your life. My job is not to change the world, but I'm going to change masculinity one man at a time. What's the opposite of toxic masculinity? The opposite would be safe, natural, and effective. So what would be safe, natural, and effective masculinity? That's where I like to spend my time talking, instead of arguing about whether or not toxic masculinity exists. It's a waste of time. Productive and effective for you, my friend, is what is safe, natural, and effective. Safe masculinity is a guy who's calm. It's a guy who's confident, a guy who doesn't need to defend. He knows who he is. He knows his standards. He knows his beliefs. He knows what he will defend against when he has to, and he knows what he doesn't have to argue about. Natural masculinity is what you want it to be. You get to define who you are as a man. There's no normal or right way to be a man, but you need to know who you are. You need to define what your brand and style of masculinity is, and then own that without apology. Safe and natural. And what's effective masculinity? Effective means that you're not butting heads and you're not creating chaos and destruction everywhere you go. Effective masculinity is that you live your life in a way that models the energy that you want in your life. So if you want a life that is calm and deliberate and amused and pleased, full of laughter and connection and respect and trust, if you want that, you have to be that. Safe, natural, and effective masculinity is coming from a place, an energy that you want to create. It's being the change you want to experience, as Gandhi or somebody said. So when we talk about toxic masculinity, I immediately change the subject, because I know there's no end to the emotional argument around what that even means. I don't even believe it's a thing. What's more important is for you to understand that strengthening your individual constitution by looking at what is safe and natural and effective masculinity is how you change your life. It's how you set standards for the way you're going to live that sets the model and the energy for the people around you. It's the standard that your kids aspire to be, and your entire circle of love and your social circle will be affected by you when you're being a safe, natural, and effective man. So don't get into long-winded, never-ending arguments about toxic masculinity. It's just a waste of your time. Be the change you want to see. Show people what positive and safe, effective, and natural masculinity is. But I just wanted to say that, because it's been buzzing in my head a lot, and a lot of people wondering what I'm doing or what I know about this whole toxic masculinity thing. And I want you to know why I'm not real verbose about it, because I think it's a waste of time. It's ineffective to try to vilify or shame an entire population of any case of trying to eliminate a problem. So we need to go positive. We need to stay on the high road. And that's what I'm encouraging you to do in this video. Stay in your lane, stay in the high road, and get clear on who it is you want to be, what you believe, where you stand, and where you're going in life. And then take others with you. That's all I've got to say about that. Have a great weekend. Take care. Bye-bye.